And welcome back to Town Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Kelton Robbie, Nick Lewis, and Dean Grassi. Today, we're joined by baseball extraordinaire David Lang. First off, I'd like to congratulate you and the entire baseball team for becoming the Curve Classic champions.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. It's great to be here.
Goat stuff over here. You throwing dimes?
I suppose.
Making rhymes.
Yeah, dude. I have a beat laboratory probably better than this one at my house, honestly.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You make beats?
Yeah, I do. I make beats for SoundCloud rappers like Dylan Vipond. And Wiz Khalifa was looking at some of my last works.
So we gotta have Dylan Vipond, maybe, and Wiz Khalifa here.
Yeah, they can collab.
Dave, my first question: you know your way around a ball field?
Yeah, I've been to a few in my day.
Yeah,
yeah.
How many?
Probably a solid 4 or 5.
Solid 4 or 5.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite base?
Give it to us right now. Give us the lead.
For you listeners, Nick made a weird face that made me uncomfortable after he said that question, so I'm not going to answer.
No, I didn't. No proof. So, David, how did the Curve Classic go? Like, was it?
It was good. I mean, we got a big win against Central, one of our biggest rivals, and that was a fun game. I mean, we were all hype.
You guys didn't just win, though. You crushed them.
We beat them pretty good.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Okay, good.
It was a positive experience.
That's good.
What was your favorite moment in the tournament?
Definitely beating Central. Because, I mean, these other teams, it's fun to beat them, but they're not division or district rivals, so.
They're just not Central.
Doesn't mean as much.
Yeah. That's true. He makes a fair point.
He does. How did it feel to hold up that big trophy?
It was great. It was, you know.
Did you kiss it?
Yeah, I did, actually, before I got a picture with it.
Do you have it in your room? Did you steal it?
Did you lick it?
I wish. I don't even think we get the trophy. I mean, they hand it to us when we get pictures, and then it was just gone. So
I don't know. They took it right back.
Yeah.
So you got that big check, right? You got the bag?
Grazier got the check. I think he already spent it on, like, a couple of AirPods and, like, a new pair of Yeezys he pulled up in at practice. So
I'm pretty sure the money's not for him. That would be dope.
Yeah, no, it's not. It should be.
What is
he deserved it.
What is the team going to spend the check on?
Well, we need new L screens because every time we pitch to each other, it's like just terrifying. Like, yeah. you don't know when that ball is going to go through and just end your life.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not what you want.
That'd not be cool.
No, sir.
What are your goals for the rest of the baseball season?
Well, coach iterates on about 3 or 4 goals. Beating Bellwood, because that's usually our first game, but I don't know why it wasn't this year. And then winning the Mountain League, which is going to be tough because it's one of the best leagues in the state. And winning districts, and then, of course, going to make a run at states and winning states.
Going the whole way, the whole 9 yards.
He's going for distance.
He's going for speed. That's pretty cool stuff.
So do you have any future goals for yourself in baseball? You see yourself going to college at all? Or?
No, probably. I'm probably not going to play in college.
Maybe basketball, maybe?
No, I'm not that good at basketball.
Football?
So.
Yeah. Maybe water polo?
Lacrosse?
Quidditch?
Any of those?
Chess?
Chess, maybe.
Chess? Chess, maybe.
Why are you so obsessed with chickens?
Chickens, from the first moment I laid eyes on a chicken, it was glorious.
Glorious.
And I grabbed it and I brought it in Colin's house and put it on people that were trying to sleep. So that was that stuff.
Do you prefer your chicken fried or grilled or alive?
Alive first.
Well, yes.
But then fried.
It's a beautiful animal.
Yeah, it's a good animal.
Sure is.
What's your go-to fast food order, and where are you getting it from?
Good question.
Popeye's Surf and Turf.
Dude, thank God
Surf and Turf.
Thank God David Lang is here, because I get in an argument with my friends every day about how I love Popeyes and how I don't really love Chick-fil-A, and they all call me an idiot. And here you are.
He's an idiot.
I do like Chick-fil-A, though, but.
You're spreading the word, the good word.
I feel like Popeyes just hits better.
He's like a disciple, almost.
Of Popeyes.
Of Popeyes, a Popeyes disciple.
And one thing I love about Popeyes is how, like, they have one of the lowest cleanliness ratings. And how the workers are always just irritated when you show up.
No matter what, they're always just
yeah.
You don't get that type of service at Chick-fil-A.
No, you don't. They're almost too excited to see you at Chick-fil-A, and I don't like it.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is creepy.
You want to feel unwanted.
Yeah.
Like, I just show up to Popeyes, and it's these guys who are, like, already mad that I'm there, and then the food's not, you know, clean, so you're, like, feeling bad after, too.
They're just dropping the chicken on the floor, and they pick it up and slam it down in the bucket.
It's good stuff.
How much is that running you?
How much what?
How much is that running you?
What does that mean?
Like, money-wise.
For the surf and turf.
Oh, the surf and turf is, like, $4. Maybe $5, so it's not, I mean, it's, you know. You want it to be cheap, like, kind of garbage food.
Yeah.
With a very low cleanliness rating. So that's what I've come to expect.
Have you listened to us before, David?
Yeah, I've listened to a few, and they always crack me up. So I was excited to.
Well, you know what's next.
Fast Facts.
Baby.
Don't know why they're called Fast Facts. It's actually questions and opinions, but that's the segment, and we're about to play. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, do you water polo?
I have water poloed once.
What? Mm. Legitimately?
Interesting.
Most people just say no to that.
We have no follow-up
questions. It was at a pool party, and things got rowdy, and, you know, one thing led to the next, and we were just water polo.
The polo gear came out. If you were timed, how fast could you eat 2 watermelons?
6 minutes and 30 seconds, probably.
Wow.
Without the rind. Maybe Ryan. With Ryan, with Ryan, probably 15 minutes.
Wow. I don't know why you would eat the ride.
Yeah. What?
It's good for your skin, I've heard.
This is a two-parter. Can you front flip?
No.
Okay. Can you front flip while eating fruit?
I mean, if I can't front flip already, I probably can't while eating fruit.
Have you ever tried to front flip?
Into pools, and it just I land on my back every time, and I get made fun of, so.
Then I probably won't do it on land.
No.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. How fast could you shotgun a can of Mountain Dew?
Probably 4 seconds.
What about a can of Pepsi?
About the same. Nah, Mountain Dew's probably a little faster. It's a little smoother.
You know, Pepsi's got
Pepsi's
a,
probably about 6 seconds. They got that
kick.
Do you
have a favorite Dew?
Classic.
Classic Mountain Dew. That's weird.
That is weird, dude. I mean,
it's respectable though.
I'm not a Mountain Dew enthusiast, but I think that Voltage is probably one of the
best.
Man,
I don't really mess around with those weird flavors. I just like the classic.
I don't mess around.
Classic yellow and green, you know.
I get it.
Can you dunk?
Yes.
From the foul shot line?
No.
Oh, so from where then? Regular distance?
Maybe 3 feet from the basket. A nice running start with a jump. I can put one down.
Can you actually dunk?
Yes.
Pretty wild, man. I can't, by the way, for the listeners out there who, you know, make me out to be a hero. I can't do everything. How long does it take, usually?
To do what? To dunk?
No. Just
how long does it take?
To brush your teeth.
2 minutes, maybe.
That's what dentists solid. Recommend. Yeah. Okay, wait.
But so I haven't brushed my teeth in probably 3 years. So.
But
okay.
Legitimately, though, so I was reading my toothpaste, like, no, my toothbrush package today. And how long do you guys keep your toothbrushes for? Because I've had mine for a long time, but it said you have to replenish them.
3 months.
Every 3 months. I didn't know that.
I probably keep up with that.
When the bristle gets a little soft.
Really?
They get all flared.
Probably replace, yeah.
Yeah.
I like a nice soft bristle.
They don't do quite as good of a job.
I'm a 3 month man. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
I've had mine for like 2 years.
That's not good.
That's kind of like unhygienic.
Yeah.
I dip it in like mouthwash to clean it.
You dip it in Mountain Dew.
This just in. Dean has no idea how to brush his teeth.
Apparently not.
Who's your favorite actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a good actor, man. What's your favorite film of him?
Shutter Island.
That's a good one.
Or The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
I like Wolf of Wall Street, as that's raunchy as it is, but it is funny.
As a raunchy.
Have
as
you
it
ever
is.
Seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No, because really it looks film. Stupid, and I didn't want to watch it.
As I'm saying, it's a really good film.
It's a really good film.
How many people have you kissed, Dave?
I've never kissed anyone.
Good.
That's good.
Keep like that. How many of those are females?
Well, I didn't include the guys, so it's probably been like 4 guys and 0.
Who's the most attractive here?
Probably Dean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
right after he said that he doesn't replace his toothbrush.
Hey, oh, yeah, that's
he said he said he's like a raunchy dude, so you know what?
Oh, my God.
David just shrugs. He's like, I guess.
I've never been picked for the most attractive peer.
Yeah. might be. You want to know why?
First time. This is the first time.
This might be a time to, like, announce retirement. I just can't do this anymore. Would you rather get chased by a lion or lay in a coffin of snakes? Ooh. This is a hard one.
Definitely chased by a lion.
For real?
Really?
Of all the animals I could fight, lion is probably up there.
What about a snake?
You mean the most apex predator that's ever lived. You think lions
would take it?
You can take any lion from a lion down. He can take it.
I guess so. We're going to get a little deeper here. It's time to,
Tone it.
Time to tone it down. Are you scared to die, Dave?
No.
Are you for real not?
No.
That's good.
That's why? Good.
Because I don't think you can truly live until you're not afraid to die.
Wow. That's actually
should have been my senior quote.
I feel moved. I'll be honest.
My gosh, we should just wrap this up right now.
What if it's like a painful death, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't look forward to that, but
I would hope not. next one. Define life for us.
I mean, life is truly living.
Yeah.
With whatever makes you happy and the relationships you make with people. So.
Oh.
When David Lang is all alone, and he's just like not trying to entertain anybody. When you look in the mirror, David Lang, do you smile?
No.
Well, that's a little depressing.
I mean, I guess it'd be a little creepy. It'd be like the Joker. Smiling at himself.
Yeah, sometimes I just, like, take my shirt off and admire myself, but that's better.
Other than that, nothing really. If Tyrone had a juggling team, would you join?
Yes, because I am actually pretty good at juggling.
Huh.
Oh, yeah?
That's just a baseball thing.
I hear all baseball players can juggle. Is that true?
Probably not.
How many balls you juggle?
Classic three.
Oh, just classic.
That's lame, man. Get a fourth in there.
You could probably get a fourth in there, like two in each hand, just
going off.
Yeah.
That would take a lot.
Do you wear slippers?
No.
Do you wear Birks?
I don't have Birks.
I do.
Slippers. Would you rather have slippers or Birks?
Birks.
Yeah, I wear
Birks are so ugly.
They
are the ugliest shoe known to man.
Wow.
I think they're kind of like trendy now.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree with Dean. I agree with Kelton. Dean sucks.
They are ugly, man. And you know what? I think it makes sense. That's why you wear them.
Oh.
There we go.
Do you wear pajamas to bed?
We're deep now.
Sometimes.
So do I. Do you call them jammies or what do you call them?
No, I don't call them jammies. Usually just the classic pajamas.
PJs?
Yeah. PJs. Maybe PJs. Jammies is a little too informal.
Yeah.
You're right. Informal.
I keep it formal for my nightwear.
We had a controversial one last time. I'm just making this up as I go. But last podcast, Mr. Elder said he hates the Shamrock Shake. Can you chime in on that? What are your thoughts?
You know, I like some mint ice cream, but the Shamrock Shake just kind of tastes like toothpaste.
I disagree.
Yeah.
What's up with these people? Gross, like,
you're gross, man.
Like, why? It's minty. What do you expect? No mint. Yeah. They expect it to be like vanilla.
You've officially failed. Fast
vanilla
facts.
Bean? Is that you? Are you a vanilla bean guy?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. It's time to end.
I mean, there's nothing really wrong with vanilla bean. I'll be honest.
There isn't. You're
like,
right.
It's good, but you have to eat it with something. Like,
I got a more important question.
What's up?
Would you, if you're like getting a milkshake, you go in chocolate or vanilla?
Honestly.
Oreo.
That, no.
That's outside the box thinking, but I respect it.
Oreo is really good, though.
I'm probably going to go vanilla. I'm not going to lie.
Dave?
Whatever I'm feeling that day. Sometimes chocolate, sometimes vanilla.
Maybe a twist.
Yeah,
I like versatile twist cones. Guy over here.
I like twist cones.
Yeah, versatile. There you go. Twist is good.
I'm going vanilla probably like 9 out of 10 times.
That's
yeah,
weird.
But like every once in a while I'll get a chocolate just to spice things up, you know, to make sure that
just to live, man.
My life's not that. Boring.
All right, so that's gonna pretty much wrap up the time we have here, Dave. I want to congratulate you once again, Curb Classic champs.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Go
thanks
win the for state championship,
on.
Man.
That's a goal. That's always a goal.
If you win the state champ, you'll be back.
Shamrock Shake's on me.
Shamrock, no.
No.
I'll throw it away.
Oh, ouch, wow. Man. All right, well, if you enjoyed today's podcast and you want to listen more, hear us on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other streaming services.